morning. I'm John Clark, news director here at News Talk 1010 WCSI and 98.1 FM. This morning, we are talking with the candidates for the Bartholomew County Council at-large seat. This morning, I am talking with Matt Miller. Matt, thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, good morning, John.
So, can we talk a little bit about, for people who may not know you, your background and why you're running for re-election to the county council?
Sure, absolutely. I'd be happy to. So, my name is Matt Miller, and born and raised here in Columbus, lived in Columbus my whole life. I went to Purdue University for college and came back, worked for the Bartholomew County Sheriff's Department for several years, and then took over and purchased my family business, Rafters Pool and Spa. And I've always had an interest in government and helping. I think it's important for people to be willing to give back and do their civic duty. And county council is something I ran for the first time back in 2016 and had a good outcome and served on the county council for the past 4 years and been president of the county council the past 2 years.
Can we talk a little bit about your education and as far as schools you've been to and that sort of thing?
Sure, yeah. So went to St. Peter's Lutheran here in Columbus from kindergarten through eighth, and then I went to East High School and transferred down to Seymour, the new Lutheran High School down there, Trinity Lutheran, graduated from there in 2005. And graduated from Purdue University in 2009 with a degree in aviation flight technology and a minor in entrepreneurship. I've also got my real estate license and do some aviation. I'm a flight instructor.
So one of the discussion items that was big for the county council during the budget negotiations, kind of hanging over the budget negotiations, was the effect of COVID-19 and whether you were going to, the county was going to get as much of the income tax money as it was expecting, or whether the property taxes were going to be dropping. And it seems like at the last minute that sorted itself out this year. What do you see coming ahead in future years?
Yeah, so COVID-19, we've had a lot of unexpected expenses that the counties had to incur with masks and personal protection equipment for the sheriff's department and the jail and stuff like that. So we're in good shape there because the federal government is actually going to reimburse us with the CARES Act. So that part we've received a big help with. As far as the income tax goes for next year, I don't think it's as bad as what we originally anticipated. But we'll wait and see. You know, we presented a budget this year that was it was up over last year by a little bit, but I think everybody kind of had an eye on next year, not to get the budget way out of whack, just in case the funding's not what we hope for next year. So we didn't overexert ourselves this year on the budget, and we should still be in good shape for next year. And once we see what the levy is for 2022, we can adjust accordingly. And if, you know, cuts need to be made within government or whatever we need to do to make it work.
So when you look at the county employees, how do you think their pay compares to similar jobs either in other communities or in the private sector? Do you think that the employees are being paid fairly?
Good question. So we've worked a lot on that the past couple years since I've been on the county council. We've been trying to get – so when you look at county government – one of the hardest things I've had to learn coming from, you know, private business is I look at a person, what they do, what they contribute to the company, and I pay them, you know, accordingly. Whereas with county government, it's difficult because everybody compares their pay and, things we don't do merit based raises. We don't do reviews, which is very difficult for me to understand coming from private industry. I would like to see more of that done within government through state, federal, from everybody in government. I don't think it's fair for the person that, you know, doesn't work as hard as the person who just does the minimum and shows up for work to receive the same pay. So that part has been a learning curve for me. We've tried to get government pay somewhat standardized within government. So for the people that are doing the same jobs, they're going to make the same pay. Whereas before, that wasn't the case. So we've worked really hard to try to get people's pay closer to kind of the going rate. We do look at other counties, what they're paying for similar jobs, and we try to be, you know, we compare ourselves to other counties with the same population to make sure we're in the same ballpark. When it comes to county government, there's advantages to working for the county government. It's a very secure job when COVID-19, no county employees worried about being laid off. And that's one huge advantage of being a government employee over working for a private company. To the best of my knowledge, I've never known a county employees to be taken, forced to take a pay cut or to take days off without pay or to have anything like that taken away from them. So that's a huge advantage is the security of being a government employee. And we have some wonderful county government employees, and we've tried to reward them accordingly with some bonuses and raises and stuff like that. You know, they get good vacation time. Health insurance is good, which is, you know, even more important every year. So there's a lot of benefits of being a county employee that private industry doesn't have. So to answer your question you asked me a minute ago, do I feel like they're being rewarded for their pay? I do. I think everybody wants to, you know, receive more pay. But we've worked hard to try to get their pay up, to get the benefits up and stuff like that. So they are rewarded for their hard work.
So the county council approved the income tax hike a couple years back that allowed the funding for the jail to come out of the income taxes and the funding of a lot of the substance abuse programs we're seeing that have come up in the community. Was that a good idea? And do you think when it comes up for renewal, would you be in favor of maintaining that income tax increase?
Income tax, yeah. Thankfully, we defeated the property tax increase when it was brought up several years ago. I kind of took the charge on that, and thankfully we defeated that one. However, when it came to the income tax, unfortunately, I voted no against the tax increase, and I lost. So it did pass. Personally, my goal is to keep the lowest tax rates possible, to improve the quality of county services, and create an environment favorable for private sector growth. That is my – right there, that's my agenda for running for county council. We have, you know, we've got more money now than we have the whole time I've been on county council because of that tax. Depends who you ask. I still don't think the tax was needed. You know, it's made our job easier, which, you know, it's nice for us. But when I look at this from a county council point of view, I didn't take this job to try to make my job easier. I took this county council position to, give the county employees what they need to do their job best to make county government as efficient as possible and to for the taxpayers. So I did not vote for that tax increase. Unless something insane happens, I don't see myself voting for another tax increase.
So when we talk about business incentives, the city and the county both have tools that they're able to use. And some of them have been controversial, such as the tax increment financing districts and the county never getting any money back as that has continued on, tax abatements that take away revenue from the county. What's your thoughts on the incentives we have? And do you have any other suggestions on ways we can encourage businesses to locate here or to expand here?
Yeah, so yes, there are incentives. One of the biggest incentives I think of is internet. They're still a part of lots of parts of Bartholomew County. I used to live out by Hartsville and I couldn't get internet. So that's a huge improvement I think we could make. And right now the state of Indiana has a lot of incentives, financial incentives, for more rural type internet access. So the first thing that comes to mind is being able to have internet access. When I'm talking internet access, I'm talking fiber. I'm talking high speed internet available for businesses. And that's what businesses need now. Businesses aren't going to relocate somewhere in the middle of nowhere and have dial up or something that's very slow. I don't even know if dial up's still available, but something that's really slow. So that's one big thing we can do. And the financing is there to help with that from the state. We've just got to take advantage of it and to find a provider, which we're going to be working on in the next 4 years. I think we're going to create a task force. There's been a lot of work done behind closed doors for that. And I think that's something that we're really going to put a lot of emphasis on in the next 4 years. And I'm hoping to be on that task force. My plan is to be. So I think that we're going to really improve that. As far as TIFs and tax abatements go, I think if that makes the decision in order whether a business relocates here, we're creating new jobs. Obviously, that's our goal. The best way to grow county government and to get more finance is by economic development, not taking money from the taxpayers. That's my point of view. So the more we grow as jobs and stuff like that, obviously, the less money we have to take from the taxpayer. So I'm in favor of that. As far as the TIFs go, that's a lot longer discussion than what you and I have right now. I am not a huge fan of the TIFs. I have some serious concerns about them. Some of which, you know, that money doesn't necessarily go back to the school system to build schools where the growth is. It doesn't go to the local fire department. So as stuff continues to grow and expand, how's that fire department supposed to be able to fund to get the bigger fire trucks and the addition help they need? So they can be done correctly, but overall, I would say I'm not a huge fan of the TIFs.
We're talking this morning with Matt Miller, the Republican incumbent on the at-large seat and one of the three at-large seats on the county council. Matt, is there anything else that you'd want people to know about you as they're making the decision in the voting booth?
I don't think so, John. One of the biggest things I'm most proud of my time on the county council the past 4 years is when I ran in 2016. I've done exactly, if you go back to look at what I said then and what I've done exactly what I said. And that's rare to find somebody that's in the political arena that actually does what they say they'll do, and I've done it.
Again, we've been talking with Matt Miller, who is the Republican incumbent on one of the three at-large seats on the county council. Matt, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, John. Have a great day.